Will he offer me his mouth?
Yes.
Will he?
Now everybody get nasty.
Will he offer me his jaws?
Yes.
Will he offer me his hunger? Again? Will he offer me his hunger?
Yes.
And will he starve without me?
Yes.
And does he love me? Yes.
On a hot summer night, would you offer your throat to the wolf with the red rose?
Yes.
I bet you say that to all of them.
1360, pound sign 1360. We are live here in the studio. Mark Messina and the Nasty One on a very, very thirsty Tuesday. We're going to go live at the Oriole Park at Camden Yards. I understand we got a rock star standing by. Howie, how we doing?
All right, how you doing?
Hey, I understand you're with the big man.
I am with the big man. Meatloaf is right here.
Unbelievable.
Let me turn the phone over to you.
Hey, we got baseball to discuss here. We got things to discuss.
You will discuss baseball with him, and actually, I'll be back in about 20 minutes of the pregame report.
That'll be great.
All right, here.
Thanks, Howie.
Sure.
All right, let's see what Meat's got on his mind.
How you doing?
Meat, we brought you in special. I tell you, have you had a cocktail yet?
No, I haven't.
Well,
I haven't had a chicken wing even.
Well, I'll tell you what, we got some crab cakes, we got some ice cold Budweiser for you, and we're looking forward to seeing you over at Oriole Park. Now, what exactly brought you in tonight? Is it because you want to see that great pitcher, Roger Clemens?
No, I wanted to see Mike Messina.
Oh, that's a good answer.
Good answer.
He left you the tickets, I guess.
You're one for one tonight. Now, we know you've been a baseball fan all your life, and there's a question we want to ask here as a real interviewer, a former music critic. Why did you put the Phil Rizzuto in the Paradise song? What gave you that idea?
Because we couldn't get Mel Allen.
Did you ask Mel Allen? There's the next question.
No, we didn't. We only asked Phil Rizzuto.
Now, on your rotisserie team, how many guys playing in the game tonight are on your rotisserie team?
Let's see. Mark McLemore.
Okay.
Mike Messina.
Okay.
If Sabo wasn't on the DL, he would be.
All right. Well, two out of three ain't bad there.
I'm not through yet.
Okay.
Oakquist. But he, I got more. Gomez.
Okay.
So
what you're saying? You just took the whole Oriole team, right?
No. I have them mixed up. I have like a lot of. I have the Orioles, the Yankees, and the Brewers. That's my main guys.
Well, you do have two out of three. Ain't bad there either, right?
I was about to say the Brewers aren't bringing it home for you right now. I don't think.
No, but List has a pretty good little shortstop. And he's less expensive than Ripken.
Yeah, we have a pretty good shortstop here, too.
No kidding.
We'll keep the one we've got.
He's also over $2 million every time. I don't have the fan attendance to pay for Ripken.
You need to get more TV revenue is what you need to do.
That's it. Yeah, I need to sell more hot dogs, more beer.
Now, obviously, you've traveled the world many times over here. Have you been to Camden Yards yet?
No. Well, I'm here now.
Yeah, but before tonight.
No, not before tonight.
Now, what took you so long?
I couldn't get a ticket.
So all you had to do was call and ask.
Well, but I didn't know that.
Okay.
This place is sold out every time.
Well, we're glad to accommodate you tonight. Now,
it's wonderful. Where are you at?
We are live at the studio four blocks away.
Oh, there you go.
Just wave to it. Yeah, that's us. Hi, how you doing?
Hi, how you doing? Yeah, do you get to... Do you watch the ball game from there?
No, we leave here around 8. Mark leaves because his brother's pitching tonight.
Oh, is he gone already?
No, he's right here. Say hi, Mark.
How you doing, Meat?
How you doing? I'm doing great.
So, as the commercial says, what do your friends call you, Meat or Mr. Loaf?
They call me Meat.
Okay.
Meat.
Forever.
Well, I tell you what, we'll come out there and get you some real meat. We'll get you some Boog's Barbecue.
There you go. That sounds good.
Then you'll be all set up. Tonight's game.
I had my picture taken last summer with Boog Powell.
All right. Where'd that get done?
I can't remember.
Just a tour stop.
No, he had his picture taken with you.
No, the other way around.
How many games a year do you get to see?
As many as I can. I used to go all the time, but lately I'm busy. Oh, are you there?
Yeah, we're here.
Oh, okay. I'm a little busy this year.
Yeah, obviously you've had a comeback. Let's talk a little bit.
We're going to all the major league cities this year, so I'm going to all the games.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your resurgence in the rock and roll biz. Now, 15 years out of the spotlight for the most part—is that your doing, or is that someone else's doing?
Well, it started out to be my doing, and then I'm just very slow.
Well, we got you back now. I guess you and Jim Steinman got together and did it again. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, we'll be out there. You know what? We're going to be, besides the Orioles playing tonight, you know, I'm playing Sunday night.
Merriweather Post Pavilion.
That's it.
I'll be there with bells on.
Don't wear big bells.
Well, I tell you what, I've got you seats for the ball game now. That means you return the favor, right?
You got it.
All right. Well, hold on. Mark's got some more questions for
okay.
you.
Me, I've heard a rumor. The little college I go to, supposedly there was a girl that's up New England some way, and you were the softball coach at her high school. Is there any truth to that rumor?
Yes, it was. I was coached for 3 years, girls' windmill softball, junior varsity.
So what happened? Did they release you for a poor record, or did the album take precedence?
Let me tell you something. Are you ready for this? You want to talk about a poor record? Okay, 3 years. First year, the record was 9-6. The next year, the record was 10-4. The next year, their record was 11-6. I left coaching. Same girls. This year's their coach, and their record is 2-8.
Wow.
What happened there? Lack of leadership.
What can I tell you?
All right.
I'm going back. I'm going back to coaching in about 4 years.
How does that pay? Junior
and
varsity?
I'm not only coaching girls softball, I'm coaching football.
Really?
Defensive line.
Is there family? Is that how you got into girls softball? Do you have family, or is that just something?
My oldest daughter was playing varsity. My oldest daughter plays softball for Emerson.
Okay.
In Boston.
That's a university.
Right.
That's a university. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
She plays second base.
Okay.
And but when I was coaching JV, I didn't coach my daughter. She was
Okay.
All right. Are you taking requests at the ballpark tonight?
Sure. What do you want? Hot dog? What do you need? Popcorn?
We just want Bat Out of Hell is all we want.
Okay, you got it.
One time.
Okay.
This is just one time for us. Hey, we really appreciate your time. We'll see you at the ballpark.
All right.
Keep the seats warm for us.
Oh, you got it.
Thanks.
Here.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Meatloaf live from Oriole Park at Camden Yards. 481-1360, pound sign 1360. Mark, you're out of here. Yes?
I think so.
All right. We'll see you at the ballpark.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Okay, yes. Mark will be back tomorrow. Actually, be back at 7:55 with an in-game report, correct? Say yes.
I think so.
Yeah, just say yes.
Okay.
You can't go wrong when you say yes.
Sometimes.
Get out of here. 481-1360, pound sign 1360. All you have left is me. We started with Howard. Then we had Jack Boyd. Then we have Dave Johnson. Then we have Mark Messina. Then we have Meatloaf. And now there's just one. And then there was one. 481-1360, pound sign 1360. Back with another 48 minutes of Baltimore's wildest, bestest, rockin' jock sports talk show right after this.